Woodward, Oklahoma has a cycle. Monday through Thursday, it's busting at the seams, and over the weekend, the town deflates like a tire losing air. Right now, it's Friday, and people are on the way out. Lines of cars and trucks pile up at every stoplight. One of the local gas stations can have a car at every pump any time of day. And anywhere you go, there's trucks from Chesapeake Energy, so-and-so's pipeline, and such drilling. Big Dan runs a local restaurant called, you guessed it, Dan's. It sits just to the side of a state highway leading into town.
It's tough. There's guys that come in, you know, if they're late, like an hour, 2 hours, if they don't call and say, I'm going to be there, it's gone. They get here and their rooms are gone. They've been rented out to somebody else. During the week is really tough. If you don't have a reservation, don't come looking for one.
Dan's place is across the way from the Northwest Inn, just one of the hotels that's full up any day of the week.
In the beginning of January of this year, we just saw another increase in occupancy and demand for guest rooms. A lot of that's attributed, of course, to the oil, gas, and energy. It started to develop last year in 2011.
Steve Cole manages Northwest. He says a lot of guys want to find homes for rent so they can bring their families down. But right now, they're stuck in hotels. I asked Steve how long most guys stayed there, and he said,
basically, they're here from Monday through Thursday. They check out, go home to their families, and they want to come back and check back in. Now, there are some oil and energy industries out there that have secured basically contract rooms. They're on long-term stays. They're going to pay for the rooms, whether they're occupied or not occupied.
So companies want these guys here so bad, they'll pay for rooms even if they're not going to stay here?
Yeah, and in fact, right now they're looking at doing some type of camp up near Fort Supply so that they can have their workers stay, you know, find a place for them to stay.
Chesapeake Energy already has one of these camps set up behind their offices, but I didn't get a chance for a tour. Too muddy, or something like that. Anyways, these man camps are great for some guys, but they're not the best place to bring your family.
In the Jeep, but there was that bag.
The Wilkersons are living in an RV park, one of the more popular options for a couple with two or more kids.
My name's Cassandra Wilkerson, and we're from Marlow.
Why Woodward? Why did you move out here?
The work is here. All the oil fields around here right now booming.
Cassandra's husband drives for RHR Truckers. They operate out of Anadarko.
They haul lease water and rig water, rig loads.
So how many hours does he usually work?
He usually works about 18, yeah, if he comes home at all. So there's a lot of sleeping in the truck.
Alicia lives just across from Cassandra. Her family of eight is from Oklahoma City.
This is where my husband's family's from, and we're going to put a house out on the land. But we ended up come staying at this RV park until our house is ready.
Alicia found out Woodward is a textbook example of supply and demand. When there's nothing available, people are willing to pay a lot more for a place to stay.
There's nowhere to rent houses down here. All the houses are rented out by all the oil boomers running in here trying to get jobs. Half these RVs are sitting here really empty. These guys are out there making money, but they've taken up all these houses. We ended up staying in motel for several weeks, and prices down here for a bad motel is as high as the Hamptons in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Yeah, we just got one for tonight going in the city for $119. Well, we paid for days in down here. We paid that for one night.
I didn't ask Alicia how long the house would take, but any way you look at it, they're the lucky ones.
Well, yeah, our place is going to get built, but for those that don't have land and can't build them a house, if there's not any rental houses, no telling what they're going to do. Pitch tents next?
That might be exactly what's happening. Rumor has it people are going back to the old days and pitching tents around well sites like the oil boomers who came before them.
Yeah, I've had people ask me, you got land out there? Are you willing to let any of us out? Yeah, no. Yeah, I've heard it too, so I know they're looking anywhere they can go right now. Because if you don't have an RV, you better find something.
Or pack up and look for a job somewhere else. For KOSU News, I'm Quentin Chandler.